hearts of West Yorkshire.
Steve Bailey, BBC Radio Leeds.
And elsewhere this afternoon, we've been hearing in the news today that a Leeds City Council worker has been sacked for comments that he put on Facebook about a bin man who sadly died in a freak accident. 55-year-old David Nelson was killed last month, and an employee was suspended shortly afterwards over claims that he said that he deserved to die. Now, let's get more on this now from BBC Radio Leeds reporter Kate Bradbrook, who joins us. What do we know then about the worker who was killed, first of all, Kate?
Well, David Nelson, who was a father of three from Belle Isle, died last month when he was hit on the head by a telegraph pole which had been knocked over by a reversing bin wagon. This happened in Beeston Park Terrace in Beeston on April the 19th.
And what happened after that?
Well, after that, messages were posted onto the social networking site Facebook, and it's believed they read words to the effect of David Nelson deserved to die because he'd worked through the Leeds bin strike rather than standing on the picket lines with his colleagues. And shortly after this, a Leeds Council employee was suspended, and of course now that person has been sacked.
And what's been said about this?
Very little, really. The unions say they can't comment on this, and Leeds City Council sent us a statement which says that following an investigation and a disciplinary hearing, one member of staff has now been dismissed, and because that person has the right of appeal, it would be inappropriate to comment further at this time. Meanwhile, the Health and Safety Executive's continuing its investigation into the incident which killed David Nelson.
All right, Kate Bradbrook, thank you for joining us. Kate Bradbrook there talking about the news today that a Leeds City Council worker has been sacked for those comments that he put on Facebook about the bin man who sadly passed away in that freak accident. So, I mean, what are the dangers of leaving inappropriate comments on social media websites? Well, James Ward is a digital coach based in Leeds. He advises businesses and charities on how to effectively use the internet, and he's on the line now. Thanks for joining us, James.
Hi there, hi.
We clearly have to be careful, don't we?
Absolutely. I mean, this case today, and like Kay said, there aren't many details been released about it yet, but there was a case just a couple of weeks ago about a guy who, I don't know if you saw it, tweeted about Robinhood Airport. He put him on Twitter because his flight was delayed. And he ended up with, he's now got a criminal record and a £1,000 fine. So it's becoming quite a hot issue. There's been quite a few cases in the States, but these are the first few to emerge in the UK.
Who is likely to be checking up on you when you use social networking sites?
Well, the problem is you don't know who's going to read what you're putting on these sites. Certainly, everything you put on Twitter is completely public. But the perception that many people have on Facebook is that what they're writing is just private and just going to their friends. But the reality is, over the years, Facebook have kind of pulled back those privacy settings to an extent that the default settings now are more or less everything you put on Facebook is public. And you can go into your settings and alter that, but it's quite a confusing picture because there are over 50 different settings and over 170 different options. So for the average user, they're just not going to do that. And so really the only advice is, if you're posting something online, assume it can be read by anybody.
So is that the message, I presume, that you give to your clients professionally and personally? What other advice do you have?
Well, personally, what I do is it's quite a good way of moderating your output is to be friends with your mum on Facebook. Because if you wouldn't want your mum to read it, you're probably quite safe there.
I think
these sites are fantastic. They're a fantastic way during the election. You know, for many people, it really brought the recent election to life in a new way, in order to be able to know in real time what other people were saying and thinking and how the polls were going and playing around with swingometers. And all this stuff has been facilitated by these new methods of communication. So, I mean, I think, you know, embrace them, enjoy them, use them, but just be mindful that you're not private. These are not private spaces.
All right. James Ward, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
And you.
James Ward there talking to us on BBC Radio Leeds about the dangers of leaving inappropriate comments on social media websites. It's 16 minutes past five.